pretend to be clueless, like you don't know where this is going. You're too afraid to even look at him from across the table of the diner. You can admit to this. Eye contact makes me uncomfortable, you say, pushing the eggs around your plate. They're bland and scrambled, but edible. Eggs are imperative when having breakfast for dinner. You curl your fingers around your cup of water, but don't raise the glass to your lips. You are embarrassed to even be having this conversation. He posits the obvious follow-up. Why? It's erotic, you say, blushing. You look up at him, and you know this is a trap, this choice of words, but you go along with it anyway. You lock a gaze for all of 3 seconds before focusing instead on his hair, maybe his lips. You feel yourself smiling and you go back to the eggs, placing a forkful on your tongue now. 3 seconds isn't too bad. Experts say love at first sight implies 8.2 seconds of eye contact. You can't risk that. You like the tease of it though, and maybe that's why you're deigning to even discuss this. You often play this game with strangers. Staring at the faces of handsome men on the subways of NYC and slyly looking away when they take notice. You like the kind who slick their hair back, lanky and smoldering with unsuspecting eyes. A man once one-upped you at your own game and smiled every time you were caught. 3 times in a row you went on this way, your heart pounded with anxiety, until the tension was so great that you held your breath each time the train parked into a station in hopes that he would never leave. You like the fun without the consequence. The implication of desire. You've never been good at lying for this reason. It's always the eyes that give you away.